Good day, welcome to this week's Money Moment. I'm your host, Moritz Wibberlzer. This week I'll be discussing the top 15 things you should do when you're in your 20s. And next week I will build on that and with tips for people in their 30s, 40s and 50s. So let's get straight into it. Managing your personal finances is an essential skill that individuals in their 20s should prioritize. This pivotal decade sets the foundation for long-term financial well-being. By establishing good financial habits early on, one can build a strong financial future. Here's a comprehensive list of someone in their 20s and what they should focus on regarding their personal finance. The first thing you should do is to create a budget. I know I speak about this almost every week, but start by tracking your income and expenses to understand your cash flow. Allocate funds to essentials such as rent, utilities, and groceries, while setting aside money for savings and discretionary spending. Secondly, it's vital to have an emergency fund, 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. This fund acts as a safety net in case of unexpected events like a job loss or medical emergencies. Number three is one of the most important ones, and that is to reduce or manage your debt. If you have student loans, credit card debt, or any liabilities, develop a plan to pay them off strategically. Please refer to earlier episodes where I discuss the debt snowball and how to get out of debt quickly. Number four is save for retirement. The earlier you start, the easier it is to reach your goals. Take advantage of your company pension fund and focus on contributing at least 15% before tax money. Additionally, explore individual retirement accounts like RAs for additional savings. Number five, set financial goals. Define short-term and long-term financial goals, whether it's buying a home, starting a business, or traveling the world. Establish clear objectives that will help you to stay focused and motivated. Number six is to invest wisely. Begin investing early to benefit from compounding interest. Educate yourself about the different investment options and your personal risk tolerance. Number seven, learn about taxes. Understand the basic of taxation, including income tax brackets, deductions, and credits. Maximize your tax efficiency by taking advantage of available deductions and contributing to tax-advantaged accounts and investments. Number eight is get insurance in place. Evaluate your insurance needs, including health insurance, life insurance, disability insurance, and short-term insurance. Compare policies, coverage, and premiums, and ensure you have adequate protection without overspending. Number nine, build credit responsibly. Establishing a good credit history is crucial for future financial opportunities. Pay your bills on time, keep credit and card balances low, and avoid unnecessary debt. Regularly check your credit report for errors and maintain a healthy credit score. Continue learning, invest in your financial education, read books, take courses, and stay updated on personal finance strategies and market trends. Empower yourself with knowledge to help you make informed financial decisions. Number 11 is side hustles and additional income. Explore ways to increase your income through side gigs or freelance work. Monetize your skills, your hobbies, or passion projects to generate extra cash that can be directed towards savings or debt repayment. Automate savings and investments, that is, setting up automatic transfers to savings and investment accounts. This habit removes the temptation to spend money and ensures consistent progress towards your financial goals. Number 13 is to track your expenses. Regularly review your spending habits and identify areas where you can cut back. Utilize budgeting apps or spreadsheets to monitor your expenses and find ways to save more effectively. Network and seek mentorship. Surround yourself with financially savvy individuals, attend networking events, seek guidance from mentors, and join online communities focused on personal finance. Learning from others' experience can be invaluable. And lastly, prioritize self-care. While it may not seem directly related to personal finance, self-care is essential for overall well-being. Prioritize your mental and physical health, as it can positively impact your productivity, decision making, and financial success. Remember, everyone's financial journey is unique. What works for one person may not work for another. That's it for this week's episode. Catch me next week, same time, same place. And if you would like to get into contact with me, please email me on info@moritzoberholzer.co.za.